Excuse me. I have two readings, and the first one is from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 to 25. Find it in a minute. The withered fig tree. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourselves into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Now to Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Amen.
Our next reading is from John chapter 15, starting at verse 1, and can be found on page 1083 in your Bibles. The vine and the branches. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into a fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
Thank you. Can I ask Keith to come up and put it on the screen for me? Thank you. We have the image before us this morning of an oak tree. And I have chosen an oak tree amongst all the other trees as, in my opinion, the most beautiful tree in all the trees of the forest. Standing there in all its splendor, in all its glory and magnificence. So we're going to focus on this tree this morning as a symbol of our own personal being and our own personal walk. Those who are in the know tell me that an oak tree has as many roots underground as the branches and twigs above. That is why the oak tree stands so tall, so magnificent, and withstands all the storms and tempests thrown against it, unlike most of the other trees. It stands there really immovable because of its deep rootedness and its anchored to earth. Hence the theme this morning being deep rooted in Christ. How deep rooted are you in Christ this morning? How deep-rooted are you in Christ this morning? How deep-rooted are you in Christ this morning? In the 2 years that I've been coming to this church, and Kate and I have made our spiritual home here, Sunday after Sunday I have heard Michael say, corporately to the congregation gathered on the morning, about the importance of being born again. And he has repeatedly called morning after morning, if anyone hasn't done so yet, in inviting Jesus into their hearts, you can do so today, he would say. And last Sunday, in Michael's last service, the very last words that he said to us as a congregation, if there's anyone here this morning who hasn't asked Jesus into their lives and into their hearts this morning to be born again, you can do that right now, this morning, he said. Do any of you who were here last Sunday remember those closing words of Michael? And then he went on to say, right at the very beginning of his service and at the end, this is the gospel truth. To be born again, of course, is the gospel truth found in John chapter 3, when Jesus and Nicodemus had that conversation about the importance of being born again. This morning we had three gospel readings, Mark 11, Luke 13, and John 15, all saying corporately the same thing. Ask for anything in my name, and believe you have received it by faith, it shall be yours. For this is the gospel truth, because that is what has been written. However, I've been looking at this for the past 3 or 4 weeks when I was asked to take this service. And I think there is a clause in this written word in the gospel. That is to say, we cannot take out a chapter or verse and focus just on that one verse and say, well, this is what it says, so this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to pray, without understanding the whole concept of the Word of God that should be deep-rooted in us. To accept a given verse and stand on that one verse is, I believe, to do a disservice to the written word as a whole. It would be too easy for us just to stand on one chapter and one verse as if nothing else in the Bible mattered. I want to read to you briefly 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting from verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting from verse 7. That's just before Ephesians. And this is what it says. This is what Paul wrote, and these are St. Paul's very words. Verse 7. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Verse 8. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. 3 times he asked in faith, in prayer, for the Lord to take it away from me. And in those readings we had from the Gospel this morning, it says, ask for anything in my name and believe you have received it, it shall be yours. But hang on a moment. The greatest apostle that ever lived in verse 8, three times I asked and pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Verse 9, the Lord's reply was, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul said, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest in me or on me. Ask and believe in faith, and it shall be yours. That's the gospel truth. But Paul asked three times to take this thorn out of my side. And three times God said, no, I'm not going to answer your prayer, because my grace is sufficient for you. And that thorn is there to remind you of my power in your weakness. And in your weakness, through my power and through my grace, you will overcome. And so Paul then went on to boast that in my weakness and in the power of Christ, here I stand, and became the greatest apostle that ever walked, and demonstrated God's love and purpose. Paul was so deep-rooted in Christ, his thorn became more of an irritant, but he overcame Satan by his dependency. So just look at this oak tree. This taproot here in the middle is so deep-rooted that as the oak tree grows, the taproot becomes as long as the height of the tree itself. If our roots in Christ are shallow, we cannot sustain ourselves. To sustain ourselves like Paul sustained himself amongst all his pain and that thorn in his side, he had to become so deep-rooted so that he was immovable. And his trust and his strength was such, he became the most powerful disciple ever. Shallow roots will not sustain us. I want to read you a short passage from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. This is where Jesus calls his first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Those disciples were experienced fishermen, fishing all their lives. They fished to make a living. They knew more about fishing than anybody else I would believe. They knew how to fish. But what Jesus was saying here, you're too shallow. You're too shallow in your understanding. If you really want to catch, and if you really want to prosper, you have got to be going out into the deep, putting down your nets into the deep, putting your nets down deep into me, your King, your Saviour, your Jesus. Launch out into the deep. Living in the shallows, we become vulnerable. Launch out into the deep. Look at this root system on this oak tree. Look how deep it is. It's gone as deep as it can. And look at those lateral roots spreading out north, south, east and west. So deep. That root system is as deep as the height of the tree. How deep is your tap root this morning in Christ? How deep does your understanding in Christ go this morning? Are you secure in Christ by your roots to overcome all that befalls you in the heat and in the thorns that come our way on a daily basis? How do we handle those thorns and the heat that come across us in our lives, in our daily lives, constantly? Paul said, I boast in the Lord more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is the truth. This is what's written in the Word, and this is the gospel truth. Now look at the root system more intently. The fibrous roots growing out in all directions from the tap root. These fibrous roots are drawing from the soil all the goodness, all the minerals that it needs to sustain itself and to grow into the mighty tree that an oak tree grows. We must and we have to go deeper and deeper into Christ, especially in the times that we are living in now, and draw all the goodness from our fibrous roots of going deep, not from the soil, but from the Word of God, which is the gospel truth, to give us strength in our weakness. So it is our root system in Christ is what gives us the nourishment and the vitality of life. Who and what roots in your lives of weakness and or significant change, Jesus said in Luke 5, launch out into the deep. If you launch out into the deep in my name, you will overcome your thorns. You will overcome your heat moments. You will overcome those times when they just hit us out of the blue. And we become strong in our weakness. For this is the gospel truth. So let us now go above ground and look at that magnificent trunk. The bark on the oak tree is so thick and so strong that it protects the very inner being of that oak tree, that draws up the goodness that feeds from its root system. In other words, the bark of the oak tree is the armor that protects it. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, Paul writes again, put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This is the gospel truth as it is written. How strong is your armour today? Do you have your armour in Christ on you, protecting your very being as the bark on the oak tree protects its corpuscles, its veins that draws up that goodness from the earth? Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. And one of the closing words of Michael last Sunday, don't think just by being born again in Christ, you will be free from harm. Paul was never free from harm. He had that thorn constantly in his side. He was shipwrecked, was it 3 times? And he even went to prison for his faith. He had to pick up his cross and follow Jesus Christ all the way. We have to do the same and pick up our cross, but remain deep-rooted to enable us to carry it and to overcome. So look at your armour. What are your strengths? What events in your life are or have channeled new life into you? Are you able to bring change in your life where change needs to come as you become more deep-rooted in Christ? And so we climb further up the tree, the leaves of the oak tree. Look at that beauty. Whenever I come across an oak tree, I just have to stand in awe at it, to look and to admire its magnificence. The leaves of the tree are so beautiful. You can't fail to notice its beauty, its splendour, as it shows off its beauty as a witness in humbleness and grace. And as the leaves flicker in the breeze, so it draws attention to itself, to all who admire it. Do we, in our witness and in our humility, show off our beauty in Christ by our witness to others? Do others see the beauty of Christ in us? Do others see the beauty of Christ in our eyes by our calling and our love for God in Christ and our love and friendship for each other? To love one another in Christ is the gospel truth. The leaves on the tree also have to die to make room for new growth. What needs to die in your walk of life today? Those things you're holding on to that you don't need to hold on to. Those things you're holding on to that are not in Christ. What is it that you need to let go now so your beauty can shine more than ever like an oak tree in witnessing to others in your homes, in our workplace, in our community, in our families, and wherever we go? What do you feel called to let go in your life today? Your personal growth in Christ can only become deeper and deeper by letting go of those things that you hold on to that are not compatible with Him. And so now look at the terminal buds on the tree, right to the very end of the branches, the seeds of the oak tree, the acorns, and from little acorns, mighty oak trees grow. From an acorn, a sapling grows. Our children here this morning are those seeds of Christ from families who are in Christ. They are little saplings growing in the faith, and they are in themselves on a massive learning curve of what this is all about, and eventually come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour, their personal friend, by the teachings that they receive from those of us in our church, from what they receive from the love of their parents, and for all those who love and care for them. Growing in knowledge from our witness and teachings given to them in Christ. They are already putting down their tap roots, and they are already spreading out those fibrous roots, although they may not know it or acknowledge it right now. But in the knowledge so far, what Jesus has taught them, they are putting down those roots, and they are spreading out fibrous roots that they draw goodness from all that is taught them. Jesus is their friend, as he is our friend. His hand is upon them, helping them to grow and to make their own commitment in Jesus Christ, until in their own time they can acknowledge Jesus Christ and invite him in to their own hearts. That has to be our hope and our witness, not only for our children here, but for all our children and grandchildren and neighbours' children and the children of the community. And spread throughout our nation like trees in the forest, so that our country one day will come back to God, deep-rooted in Christ, standing firm as an oak tree, and turn our country into a country for Christ and Christ alone. This is the gospel truth. Whether you like to hear it or not, there is a storm coming. There is a storm coming to this country and to the Western world. We as a church across this land have to recognize and acknowledge our responsibility, not only to this immediate community, but the country as a whole. We have to be that witness to this country, to its people. The church has to stand like an oak tree in the forest to withstand the storm that is coming. We have and we must launch out into the deep, as Jesus said to his disciples. And when we do that humbly and in obedience and by faith in Christ, we will see him more clearly, face to face. This is the gospel truth. Ask for anything in my name and believe that you have received it by faith. It shall be yours. If you want this text to be real in your daily lives, you must launch out into the deep, as I must launch out into the deep, and become deep in Christ. For this is the gospel truth, if we are to maintain ourselves and become stronger, like Paul became strong in Jesus Christ, so we can do the same, only if we launch out and become far more deep-rooted in Christ. May God give us understanding of his word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.